speedbuilders.com. State your name for the record, sir.
Jeffrey Adams.
What is your age, Mr. Adams?
17. I will be 18 next month.
Are you currently employed anywhere?
No, ma'am. I am a senior in high school.
What school do you attend?
Wright County High School.
Mr. Adams, have you ever testified before a judge or in a court of law such as you are today?
No, ma'am.
This is what is called a preliminary hearing. Are you familiar with the purpose of this type of proceeding?
Yes, I am.
Have you become familiar with this?
Just through high school civic classes and through my participation in the Explorer program.
Would you describe the Explorer program for the court?
Yes, ma'am. It is a program where high school seniors who are interested in going into law enforcement are allowed to work with the local police force to gain some experience in that field.
Are you enrolled in the Explorer program?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
How long have you been part of that program?
My entire senior year.
Do you plan to pursue a career in law enforcement?
Yes, I am going to major in criminal justice when I go to school this fall.
Mr. Adams, let's turn our attention to the case now before the court. What were your duties the evening this incident occurred?
That particular night I was assigned to ride with Officer James Baker.
Who is Officer Baker?
He is a patrolman with the Wright County Sheriff's Office.
How long had you been riding with Officer Baker?
I had been assigned to him 3 or 4 weeks prior to this.
The arrest report that I have shows this incident occurred on April 4th. What time did you see Mr. Edward Haynes, the defendant, here?
It was about 7:45.
Was it after dark?
I think daylight savings time had just started, so it was beginning to get dark.
What first drew your attention to Mr. Haynes' vehicle?
We pulled in behind him on Highway 29, and Officer Baker pointed out that the car had no license tag.
Did he make any unusual traffic maneuvers that also drew your attention to him?
Yes, as we pulled up closer to him, he made a sudden right turn onto Walnut Lane.
When you say sudden, what exactly do you mean?
There was no turn signal. He didn't slow down or even hit his brakes. He just turned the car without warning.
What did Officer Baker do then?
He immediately turned on his blue lights and siren.
Did Mr. Haynes attempt to pull over?
No, ma'am. He continued down Walnut Lane.
Did you follow the car for any distance?
Yes, ma'am, for approximately 2.5 miles until he stopped.
How long during that period, or in that distance, did Officer Baker have the blue lights flashing and the siren on?
The whole time.
Did Mr. Haynes ever pull over?
No, ma'am.
Can you describe this particular part of Walnut Lane for the court?
Yes, ma'am. It is a 2-lane highway with 1 lane for automobiles traveling in each direction, and it has an asphalt shoulder on each side of the road.
Is the shoulder area wide enough for someone to pull over?
Yes, it is.
Are there any parking lots or other areas along that stretch of road where somebody could pull over?
Yes, the State Highway Department has a garage on the left. There is a church further up on the right-hand side.
Where did Mr. Haynes ultimately stop?
He pulled into a driveway where his residence is and where he and his father have an automatic repair shop.
Describe what happened then.
Officer Baker got out of the police car, Mr. Haynes got out of his vehicle, approached the police car, and asked Officer Baker what he wanted.
Were you outside the car yourself at this point?
Yes, I was standing by the car with the passenger door open.
What did Officer Baker say then?
He asked him if he had seen the blue lights and heard the siren, and Mr. Haynes said he had. Officer Baker asked him why he didn't stop, and he replied, "I don't have to stop for you or anybody."
What happened after that?
Officer Baker asked to see his driver's license, and Mr. Haynes refused. Then Officer Baker advised him he was placing him under arrest for failure to yield to the lights and siren.
What did Mr. Haynes do then?
He ran into the residence with Officer Baker following right behind him.
Did you follow them into the residence?
Not at that time. My instructions were to stay with the police car and listen to the radio.
Did you hear Officer Baker radio for backup at any time?
Yes, I did.
Could you hear what was going on inside the house during that call?
Yes, I could.
Without repeating what you heard anyone say, how would you describe what was going on inside the residence at this point?
It sounded like bedlam. I could hear loud voices and a woman screaming. Then Officer Baker radioed and said he needed to come to the front door and watch his back. The situation was urgent.
Did you follow his instructions?
Yes, I ran to the house immediately.
What did you see when you got there?
When I opened the door, I was looking through the kitchen into the dining room. Mr. Haynes was standing at the dining room table. I believe it was his mother in the corner of the dining room, and his wife was in the kitchen with Officer Baker.
What was the defendant's demeanor at this time?
He was very belligerent. He was threatening to get a gun if Officer Baker didn't leave his house. His wife and his mother were also screaming at him to get out of their house.
Did you actually go inside the house?
No, I stood at the entrance to the residence with the door open. Officer Baker was dealing with the defendant, and I watched Mrs. Haynes.
Why did you do that?
I needed to warn the officer if she made any threatening movements.
What happened next, Mr. Adams?
Officer Baker advised Mr. Haynes again that he was under arrest and asked him to lay down on the floor with his hands out beside him. Mr. Haynes came toward the kitchen, and at that time the officer took his canister of mace from its container and sprayed Mr. Haynes' face.
Please continue.
Mr. Haynes turned back towards the dining room and fell over the table.